Good morning. It is 10:28 a.m. local time on February 21st. I just got back from a vacation, a much-needed vacation. I went to Costa Rica with a bunch of friends for a few days, and it was really cool to come back to our Peak launch. So at ARC, we launched the new feature Peak, which allows you to quickly peek into websites and load them in this little modal view on top of ARC so that you don't have to open a new tab unless you really need it. It is amazing if you use sites like Hacker News or TechMeme or Twitter or Reddit, any website where you have to click on a bunch of links in order to do what you do there, but you don't really want to leave where you are. Gmail is another great example. You're reading an email that someone sent you, they included a link and you click it, and you don't really want to leave Gmail. You don't really want to leave the email, but because of how traditional browsers work, it pops you up into a new tab, you switch away, it's very distracting, you have to figure out how to get back to where you were, you get distracted often and go on some other rabbit hole you didn't mean to, and Peak is just this sort of light, effortless way to jump in and out. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you saw the release. What was so neat about it returning from vacation is the story of Peak really resonated with people as much as the feature itself. So we had our first tweet with 1 million views. Toby, the CEO and founder of Shopify, sent out a tweet saying that it made ARC the best browser by far. Now, it was just a really energizing reaction from the public to see, wow, our members really resonate with this, both conceptually, the story behind the feature, and then as the days have trickled on, we're seeing more and more people pour in with a, oh my God, I was excited, but I didn't think it was going to be this good. So why am I recording a podcast voice memo today? Because I actually wanted to share a little bit behind the scenes of this feature, starting with one of the most constructive pieces of feedback I ever received, actually from Mark Zuckerberg when I worked at Facebook. I know this risks sounding a bit name-droppy, but honestly, the advice and constructive feedback changed my career and partially led to a feature like Peak, and so I thought at risk of coming off as not humble and egotistical, I wanted to share this story with you, and I hope you know it is meant to pay it forward and pay the advice forward, not to name drop someone like Zuckerberg. But I was working at Facebook, and I was probably 23, 24. Me and Herschel sold our first company to Facebook. And for a bunch of kind of luck and serendipity, I found myself working on a lot of 0-to-1 projects that Zuckerberg took a bunch of interest in. So they were kind of new applications or new features that were pretty different from what Facebook had done in the past. And so it was a lot of blank page asking what could be, imagining experiences totally different than what Facebook and other companies offer today. So it was uncharted territory. And over the course of many months and many different projects, Zuck pulled me aside at one point and gave me really direct feedback, which I'll paraphrase, which was essentially, Josh, every time you work on something new, you make everything new. So, you know, there's an example of an application called Rooms that I was the product lead for at Facebook, where it was a social media application or community-based application, but instead of organizing the app into a feed or messaging structure, it was individual forums, so almost like apps within apps. There were a bunch of really novel customization options for how you can make those forums or applications work within the app, which no one had done before. There was even a novel invite system. So if you wanted to invite someone to your forum, to your app, you shared a QR code with them. But not only was it a QR code, but it scanned the QR code in your camera roll. You didn't have to hold your camera up to it. You just took a screen. So point is, in almost every part of the application, we reinvented the wheel. And Zuck's point was, while in all these individual ways, you reinvented the wheel in ways that were very interesting or are very interesting, like, you know, the scanning the QR code thing and the QR code invite mechanism was later copied by Snapchat. And, you know, these individual sources or points of novelty were interesting and, you know, pushed the envelope in ways that were fascinating. But what they added up to was a cohesive product experience that was just almost unrecognizable, and you had to learn something new in every part of it. And Zuck said, you know, the thing you don't appreciate, Josh, is pretty much every real transformation in how we use technology, how we use software, even things like the iPhone. If you take a step back and look at it from a 10,000-foot view, it was really the creators taking something that had existed for a long, long time and just tweaking one thing. But that one thing they tweaked in a really transformative, incisive way. That one tweak was extremely meaningful. You can think about the way that Evan Williams at Twitter evolved on the concept of blogging, which he helped pioneer at Blogger, by reducing it to 140 characters. That was really the innovation. It was, what if it was 140 characters and there was a follow model? Tumblr itself, really was a, what if there was a follow button on blogs? And so on and so forth. A lot of the things, what if you could order a taxi, but it wasn't, you pressed the button on your phone? There are these really, what if you could, rent a hotel, but it was someone's home? These transformations in how we use technology and interact with software as a society tend to be something that has existed for a long, long time with one or two really high leverage changes. And so Zuck's feedback to me was, don't reinvent the wheel everywhere. Take something that has existed for a long, long time and reinvent it in the most important place that will change everything. That's easier said than done, of course, but I've kept that lesson with me and the teams I've worked with ever since then, which is, try to just be surgical in what matters and reinventing the wheel in those places. Now, the difficulty there is, from afar, that makes individual changes feel kind of small, So, you take something and you take 90% of it, 95% of it, and then you're like, oh, we're just going to change this 5% thing. But it's really hard until you play with it or try it to know, is that 5% going to be big enough? Because it doesn't sound like it. And so Peak, this feature we just launched, is a great example of that, where we actually, the secret is, have prototyped the Peak feature, I think 3 or 4 separate times. Separate times being many months apart from each other, totally different people on the team, totally different implementations and expressions of the concept. We prototyped it 3 or 4 times across, a year and a half. And, 3 times we said, nah, it doesn't feel right. The timing doesn't feel right. The implementation doesn't feel right. And you kind of get why, because from afar, it's easy to be critical. So you're adding another way to open web pages. I don't get it. Why can't you just open a new tab? Opening a new tab seemed great. Why? And even if this is better, so it's a slightly smaller window and that window sits on top of Arc instead of in a new tab. Why is that interesting? That's a lot of new behavior and novelty for someone to understand in a product that's already complicated. You're going to introduce more novelty to just make it slightly better to, quickly peer at a link. I don't get it. We didn't get it. And we tried it many times. And then, of course, on this fourth time, Adam's initial prototype, Nate, everyone that contributed, Alexandra, to this expression of Peak, something just felt right. It's why we have the value assume you don't know, which is, don't try to over-intellectualize it. Don't debate it too much. Don't whiteboard it. Just build it and play with it. And be honest if it doesn't feel right. And be honest if it does. And don't think about it too much. Don't talk about it too much. And so the first 3 times we tried Peak, I'm really glad we were honest and said, that's not right. And on that 4th time, it hit. And the reason it hit is the reason that Zuckerberg gave that advice to me early in my career, which is, yes, it's easy to dismiss Peak as just a slightly incrementally better way of opening a new tab and peeking at a tab. But then, of course, for anyone that's now played with Peak in practice, it is taking something people do many, 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 many times per day and have done for a long time, which is opening links. And it makes a subtle change that transforms everything and just makes it feel like a modern, if not futuristic, experience for navigating information on your computer. And so I know that sounds grandiose. It sounded grandiose to us when we first tried it for something that is ostensibly so small. But if you go look at, Toby from Shopify's tweet about the feature after using it for a few days, or even just do a Twitter search for Arc Peak, and more importantly, play with it yourself, I think you'll find that it's an example of a tiny, in air quote, tiny improvement that makes a huge, huge difference. And so at the Browser Company, we're constantly looking for what are the things people need every day. If you take out the word software and technology and web browsers and tabs and go, a human being wakes up, they have a family, they have a job, they have hobbies, they have things to do, they are busy. They don't have a lot of time, and they have a lot of things they need to get done. There are a lot of things that matter to them that they're trying to balance. How do you make those things that much faster, that much more enjoyable, that much more emotive and emotional, that much more powerful? You know, we look at things like you open 78 tabs a day, and 70 of them, you just want to quickly look and put them away and don't want to have to clean up tabs. And Peak's an example of doing that. So we'll continue to do that. I'm really grateful for everyone that contributed feedback to this feature, that championed it publicly after we launched it. I can't tell you how energizing it is for us, for me coming back from vacation, to get that feedback and get that response to our work. It encourages us to keep going and find the next Peak. So thank you. And this is the third voice memo I've recorded. I really appreciated those of you who reached out after the last one to encourage me to keep going. It's what made me do this. But I think after three voice memo episodes, it's a good time to step back and say, what should this be? So I actually am getting a lot from having a very private, intimate voice memo reflection on whatever's going on in the moment. It sort of feels like preparing for a board meeting where it's forced introspection and taking a step back and reflecting on what's going on in the moment and what's important about it. So I'm really enjoying it. I'm not convinced about how ad hoc these are and the theme of these voice memos. So if you have any requests for format experiments or types of things you like to hear with this voice memo format, even if it has to change dramatically, definitely feeling motivated to keep talking to you in your ear, holding up my iPhone in this way without any production value, but also curious about how we can make it much more exciting and engaging and energizing for you all to listen to. So please DM me, send me an email, however you want to get feedback across to me. I promise I'm reading it and acting on it. And otherwise, I hope you have a really wonderful week.